morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Objects Around the World, where we will talk about some of history's most renowned pieces of material culture. I'm your host, Brad Siebert, and in this week's episode, I'm going to bring you guys all the way back to 19th century France, as this week's object is the sculpture La Capri des Colonies. La Capri des Colonies was made in 1861 by the famous French artist Charles-Henri Joseph Cordier. Made of Algerian onyx marble, bronze, and enamel, this 208-pound piece currently sits in the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, along with other works created by Cordier. The uniqueness of this piece immediately begins with its appearance, as it's incredibly hard not to stare and marvel at. Traditionally, though, during this time era, statues and sculptures were predominantly of white males and females. However, Cordier's beliefs differed from the norm but presented the French culture with a beautiful sculpture of a black woman. He displayed the woman in a golden veil draped around her upper torso and along with elaborate earrings and jewelry in her hair. The process of this idea came from a trip that Cordier took in 1856 to Algeria, one of the French African colonies at the time. Even though slavery was abolished in the French colonies by this year, Cordier still witnessed brutal and illegal acts of violence to black men, women, and children. These experiences create an idea in his artistic mind to represent black culture in a beautiful and intriguing view for society to see. The trip also provided him with large amounts of onyx deposits, which were vital as a substance and material for the formation of the sculpture. This piece is essential to understand the changes that were sweeping through France and other European countries pertaining to the issues of slavery and equality. In the 19th century, the trend of abolishing slavery became a widespread phenomenon as multiple countries ended it, one of them being France. It was on April 27, 1848 that slavery was definitively abolished in France and all of its colonies, after Napoleon originally restored it in 1804. Like most countries during this era, illegal acts of violence were still occurring, and more importantly, African Americans were still seen as unequal. Their rights pertained to power, land, voting, and being seen as citizens were entirely restricted. So this object was a symbol of an attempt and a vision of Cordier for a New Age France, where African Americans could be seen as equal and the same as whites in society. Cordier was a spokesperson for the New Age revolution for the equality of other races, as he was not afraid of creating a piece of work that would question the norm of societies and their cultural beliefs. He said, quote, "My art incorporated the reality of a whole new subject, the revolt against slavery and the birth of anthropology," end quote. Cordier saw beauty as not something based on race or gender, but everyone, whether male, female, white, or black, could be beautiful, which leads into his main theme from all of his artistic pieces, the universality of beauty. One of his other pieces articulated this theme, and was actually a male version of La Capri des Colonies called Negre de Soudan, which is located in the same exhibit in the Musée d'Orsay. These pieces all came from his work in France's North African colonies, where he studied the black culture immensely before and after slavery was abolished. These experiences came to his idea of never seeing African Americans as stereotypes or savages that many whites saw them as, but just as exotic and unique beings. Europeans had a similar interest in studying Africa as Cordier did, but their ways were far more aggressive and unnatural. They had a keen interest in ethnology, which is a branch of anthropology that studies the division of mankind into race, origins, and characteristics. By pushing through and conquering African tribes, Europeans furthered their nation expansion and colonization, but also learned more of African culture. Cordier never saw this as good, but just as a negative way to add to ethnology. So he began creating sculptures of African Americans, including the two already mentioned, to contribute to ethnology in a positive manner. This piece of art by Charles-Henri Joseph Cordier was one of the first revolutionary pieces of art that followed the abolition of slavery in France. Though it followed the French's dismissal of slavery, the event still affected other European countries' views of the topic. The idea of a black woman being presented in the beautiful way she was and shown among artwork of white men and women affected society's views of the issue, along with governments and politicians, because theoretically, black women were the lowest in the society pool. I see this piece as something that should be more distinguished among societies, as it was something that questioned the norm of many people's beliefs. courtier, in my eyes, did something that many would not have the audacity to present in the 19th century culture, as he saw an inferior race equal to the white community, which is an idea that's never been present before, even since the Atlantic slave trade in the beginning chapters of slavery. I was excited for the opportunity to present the topic in order to raise awareness of a piece of material culture that presented the ideas of equality and the universality of beauty. So there you go. Yet another exciting episode of Objects Around the World and the newfound knowledge of a piece of material culture that affected a country's society and political developments. Well, join me next week when we talk about yet another sculpture, but this one located at the Metropolitan Museum. Again, I'm your host, Brad Siever, and this is me signing off. See you all next week, and thanks for listening.